Lauren Swors is the president and CEO of the World Affairs Council of Philadelphia. It's a 75-year-old organization that links Philadelphia to countries throughout the world. And I asked Lauren the question that everybody asks. So where do we begin as we remember Elizabeth's over 70-year reign?
It really is. I think now that she's gone, we all knew it was coming once she was 96, right? And stepping away from her public duties. But now that she's gone, we feel that loss of this leader who's been with us our whole lives. Everyone has lived with the image of the Queen on their televisions and in their homes, and certainly on all of the TVs and movies that we've been watching in the past few years. It does feel like there's a vacuum here.
Everything from World War II to Brexit. Queen Yes. Elizabeth has seen that nation through it all.
Yes. And the UK is certainly at a moment where just on Tuesday, all of the headlines were all eyes are on the UK. Big moment of change. Prime Minister Truss is taking over and facing a myriad of issues that are complex, intertwined, and very significant for their country. And 2 days later, the Queen passes away. They're in another moment that requires extreme leadership, stability, and continuity and partnership.
Britain's facing, as you mentioned, quite a number of challenges right now. They have inflation and people are really struggling, and they looked to the Queen for support and for leadership. And now Charles has to assume this role at a very difficult time.
He does. And he's had an incredible amount of training and on-the-ground experience preparing for this role, unlike most of us if we transition to new roles. But it will certainly be different. And the world is in a very different place than when the UK had the last change of a monarch. I don't envy him actually taking over in this moment where every decision feels so consequential and people really adore Queen Elizabeth and will miss her. And people aren't sure what to make of Prime Minister Truss quite yet.
And Swore says the relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. is very special. She reminds us in Pennsylvania, there are almost 900 British companies that employ over 50,000 workers.